Trevor was making coffee in his newly cleaned and shined kitchen when Wes and Chap made their quiet entry. "What happened to the mic?" Wes asked. They were frowning and gave the impression they'd been fretting for some time.
"Oh, that. The guard took the briefcase and kept it outside. It's routine. About once a month the guard will keep the briefcase during the visit."
"Did he search it?"
Trevor busied himself by watching the coffee drip. Absolutely nothing was wrong.
"He made his usual quick exam, which I think he does with his eyes closed. The mic was safe."
"Did he notice the thick envelopes?"
"Of course not. Relax."
"And the meeting went well?"
"It was routine, except that Spicer had no outgoing mail, which is a bit unusual these days, but it happens. I'll go back in 2 days and he'll have a stack of letters, and the guard will not even touch the briefcase. You'll get to hear every word. Want some coffee?"
They relaxed in unison.
"Thanks, but we better go," Chap said.
There were reports to make, questions to answer. They started for the door, but Trevor stopped them.
"Look, fellas," he said very politely, "I'm perfectly capable of getting dressed by myself, and I like to open my office here no earlier than 9. You're welcome to be here at that unholy hour, but stay away from my house, and stay away from this office until 9. Understood?"
"Sure," one of them said, and they were gone. It didn't really matter to them. They had bugs crawling all over the office, the house, the car, even the briefcase now. They knew where he bought his toothpaste. Trevor drank the entire pot of coffee and sobered up. Then he began his movements, all carefully planned. He had started preparing the moment he left Trumbull. He assumed they were watching, back there with the boys from the white van. He told himself to believe they knew everything, just let his imagination run wild, and assume they heard every word, followed every turn, and knew exactly where he was at all times. The more paranoid he was, the better his chances of escape. He drove to a mall south of Jacksonville. He roamed and window shopped, and in a radio shack he bought a small cell phone. 1 month of long distance with a local service came with the package, and Trevor had what he needed. He returned home after 9, certain that they were watching. He turned the television on full volume and made more coffee. In the bathroom, he stuffed his cash into pockets.